Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. The results show, and obviously a lot will change probably in the next couple hours and the next day or two, depending on what happens with the recount. But I think it's pretty clear. You have two very different worlds in the state. You've got a world driven by Madison and a world driven by everybody else out across the majority of the rest of the state of Wisconsin. What that tells me is, just as you've seen in past elections, for president, for governor, for other offices, Wisconsin's not a red state, it's not a blue state. In many ways, it's a purple state. And it's divided on these issues. And what we're charged with having to do, I believe, is find ways to bring this state together. And one of the best ways, and why I was pleased why there were bipartisan votes for this measure, is to get back talking about jobs, because I think that's the thing that can unite the state. It's not Republican jobs, they're not Democrat jobs, they're ultimately Wisconsin jobs. And we get focused on that, I think we're going to bring people together. I don't think so, as long as it's fair. I mean, to me, democracy makes it guarantees that you give everybody a right, and everybody has a right to have a say. And in this case, if it takes a few days or a week or so to effectively and fairly go through that recount, I think where people get frustrated with recounts is if where they think people are changing the rules. As long as the rules are clear, as long as there aren't ballots somewhere somehow found out of the blue that weren't counted before, or things of that nature, as long as everything's above board and people understand what's at stake here, I think that's fair. I think what would frustrate people is if somehow we allow what may or may not happen with a recount in the Supreme Court race to keep us from doing the work that we were elected to do here in the state of Wisconsin. That's, I think, overwhelming, at least for the people who elected me and even for those who didn't. They want us to focus on jobs. They want us to focus on our goal of 250,000 new jobs. And as long as we're not distracted from that, I don't think you're going to see that kind of frustration. I think the bigger frustration in the Supreme Court, not only this, but in the last election, is the amount of money coming in from outside of the candidates and outside of the state. And I think that's probably the biggest frustration that most voters have in Wisconsin.